Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. While we go about our lives on planet Earth and worry about climate change, there are rovers snuffling about on the surface of Mars doing their jobs, sending back fascinating data about the red planet and lately getting into difficulties with their climate. A massive dust storm on Mars has sidelined NASA's Opportunity rover, stalling the robot's science work as it waits out the still-growing tempest. This is according to the website space.com, where you can find some great pictures about it. The Martian dust storm was first spotted from space by NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is a satellite orbiting Mars and keeping an eye on things. As soon as the orbiter team saw how close the storm was to Opportunity, they notified the rover's team to begin preparing contingency plans, and in a matter of days, the storm had ballooned. A week ago, the storm covered more than 18 million square kilometres, and that is one hell of a dust storm. And full-on dust storms like this are not surprising, but are infrequent and can last for months on Mars. Opportunity's been exploring Mars since 2004, but it runs on solar power. With the dust storm clogging up the sky, the amount of sunlight the rover can use up to recharge has dropped. And a week last Wednesday, Opportunity's power levels saw a major decline, forcing the rover to stop all signs to conserve power. If the storm lasts too long, the main concern will be the Martian cold, a danger which Opportunity has conquered in the past. And cold is thought to be what killed NASA's Spirit rover, which is Opportunity's twin, in 2010 after that robot got stuck in the Martian sand. The rover and its twin Spirit launched separately to Mars in 2003 and landed in 2004 for what was originally scheduled to be a 90-day mission. But like the dust storm now battering Opportunity, the rover's mission ballooned from 3 months to 15 years, and that's 14 of them on the Martian surface itself. So the other rover currently busy on Mars is Curiosity, launched in 2011 and going strong. Its primary mission was to last for 668 sols, a sol being a Martian day, and almost the same as an Earth day. But it continues to work after well over 2,000 sols. Recently, Curiosity identified a variety of organic molecules, which are the carbon-based building blocks of life as we know it. These discoveries do not give us any direct evidence of life, but there is a possibility that they originate from some ancient life forms, but we don't know this for sure yet. There is a second clue, which is the gas methane. Methane concentrations in Mars's atmosphere cycle seasonally. A new discovery suggests that this gas, which here on Earth is produced primarily by living organisms, is seeping out from underground reservoirs. Again, these results are not evidence of life. Methane can also be produced by geological processes, but they are consistent with the presence of Martian organisms, which is quite exciting. Both these studies, which found evidence of molecules in the methane gas study, were published on June the 7th, so there's plenty of time to go to verify these findings and take things a stage further. The Mars methane picture could get clearer in the relatively near future. The Trace Gas Orbiter, part of the European-led ExoMars program, recently began sniffing the red planet's air from above in an effort to map global concentrations of methane and other gases. The big question is, will they see plumes or patches or spikes? And where exactly are concentrations of methane emanating from? Well, these questions may get answered by the new ExoMars rover project. The European Space Agency and Roscosmos from Russia are launching an ExoMars rover in 2020, whose primary mission is to seek out new life forms, to boldly go where no one has gone before, at least not yet. We're finding out more and more about our neighbour Mars, and I wonder how long it will be before humans visit the red planet. If you'd like to take a look at Mars tonight, it will be rising at around 9 p.m. and we'll be hanging out in the middle of the constellation of Capricornus. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham signing off and wishing us a dust-free weekend.